This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about my worship. I just wrapped up the series on all the ways that Jesus reveals himself to us in terms of him being a shepherd and the light and the resurrection. And this prompted me to think about how I was revealing myself to Christ through my worship. And I had this thought as I was reading about the differences between Mary and Martha, the two sisters of Lazarus, and how their worship to Jesus differed. So as we know, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And shortly thereafter, Mary and Martha gave a huge dinner in celebration at their home for Jesus. Martha was stirring around, trying to make everything perfect for Jesus, while Mary was found at the feet of Jesus, listening to every word that came out of his mouth. Martha eventually complained to Jesus, saying, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister would just sit there while I do all the work?" Jesus responded to her by saying, "My dear Martha, you are so upset over the details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it." Mary provides a great example how to worship Jesus, how to show that nothing else matters in that moment but him. Martha was preoccupied with achieving perfection. Mary was preoccupied with perfection himself. So the next time you're kneeling in prayer, let us see ourselves at the feet of Jesus while remembering these words. "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Psalm 145:3. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's make time for real worship.